Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show. On 97.5 at 1240 KFH.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Bob and Jeff Show on KFH Radio. It's Bob Lutz and Jeff Lutz, your co-hosts for today. Jeff Lutz departing after the show for another Eagles concert this time.
Two.
Somewhere. Where are you going?
Austin.
Boy, you're going to hate it down there.
No, I'm not.
Once you get down there in that traffic.
Who cares about the traffic? I'm not even staying in Austin.
Where are you staying?
Pflugerville, is that a place?
Well, you'll hate driving there.
I've driven in Texas before. I know it sucks.
Oh, you'll hate this drive.
I'm not even, it's like not even halfway the drive. Like, I'm going to Ardmore tonight. So, that's not a bad drive. That's easy. Then I'll be halfway there. Who cares?
Well, Ardmore's on the southern end of Oklahoma.
I understand that, but that's an easy drive to make.
Well, we'll see how it goes for you.
And then I get up in the morning and I drive the rest of it.
When are these concerts?
Tomorrow and Friday.
Back to back, huh?
Yes.
They don't usually do that, do they?
Sometimes. I've done it before.
Is that it then, or do they have one more in Las Vegas?
They have two more.
Where?
Salt Lake City and Las Vegas.
How about that?
And then they go to Europe and see what they'll do there.
That could be the end.
They're not going to. It could be if they pass, but it's not going to be the scheduled end, because they would, an American band like the Eagles would not end their careers in Europe. That would never happen.
Oh, you wouldn't think so. What else is up? How are the Guardians? I haven't talked to you
in
forever.
They stink.
Yeah, there you are. You're on your downturn with the Guardians.
Everybody got COVID. That was the end of it.
So that's not going well.
Not really.
The Heat last night with an impressive opening game win over Boston. We've got the Western Conference Finals beginning tonight. I guess I'm into it, although I don't know if I am.
Well, did you watch the game last night?
Watched part of it. It was a blowout. I didn't get home until
late. It wasn't
late.
A blowout. I mean, it was a blowout in the third quarter. But
well, yeah,
that,
but that's you don't tune into the NBA until the third or fourth quarter.
I don't know about that. If you like basketball, you're watching basketball.
I don't know about it. I don't know if that's true.
It doesn't really matter when you tune in.
I don't care how much you love basketball. I don't know that you need to watch an NBA playoff game until the second half,
do you? I used to watch NBA playoff games from start to finish and loved doing it. And you know you did too. I remember
back when I had an investment in a team with the Celtics. I sort of like the Celtics now. I sort of like the Warriors now, but I'm not a diehard.
That game where Reggie Miller scored 8 points in like 16 seconds or whatever it was, I watched that whole game, and that's quite a reward for watching a whole game. Yeah, everybody can tune in with a minute to go and see how it ends. Watching a whole game that leads up to something like that, can't beat it.
I'm just gonna say this: the NBA isn't as good today as it was in those days.
Well, you're gonna say that about everything. Why is it not as good? What is worse?
You think about those players.
The players that are in this era.
Yeah, they're good. There's a lot of good ones.
There's a lot of great ones.
But there's not the number. There's not the icons. There's not the guys that
Who's an icon?
Bird, Magic, Michael.
Okay, well, you have LeBron.
Kareem.
Curry. Okay, now we're going back 50 years to Kareem.
You know, I mean, you had those players.
And you still have them.
Name... I'll, you put your four best today, and I'll give you four out of the 80s, and we'll see who's better.
Just like,
let's go.
Okay.
Who are your four?
LeBron.
Okay.
Steph.
Okay.
Durant.
Okay.
Giannis. And you could put Jokic in there or Luka. And I got six all of a sudden. Take out Durant and put Luka.
Over Durant?
Yeah. Well, leave them all. Just take six. You see, I gave you six surefire guys that will go down in the annals of the NBA.
Okay, Bird, Magic, Jordan, Kareem.
Okay.
You won't come up with four that can match that. You can
just
sit
did.
Here. But they don't match it.
Sure they do.
No, they don't.
Why?
Because all four of those guys are better than the four you listed, with the exception of LeBron.
Durant is just as
Bird's
good as,
a much better player than Durant.
No, he's not. I mean, give me a
I don't
break.
Know why you want to argue that. I really
don't.
They're
both incredible players. But to say much better?
Like, there's no question.
There is a lot of question.
There's.
I'm not listening to Max because he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Durant hasn't won anything on his own.
If it didn't happen in the 1970s in Boston or California, Max doesn't.
Bird built a team, a franchise, centered around Larry Bird. Durant he'll go here, there, everywhere. Chasing
title. Well, so will everybody.
That's not how we did it in the day. Magic's a better player than anybody on that list except LeBron.
Outside of Curry.
And Jordan's the best player ever.
Outside of Curry, name a superstar who hadn't bounced around in this
Bird,
era.
Magic, Jordan.
In this era. So, Giannis, I guess. But Chris Paul did.
Giannis
LeBron
Curry.
Did. Anthony Davis did.
Right, but I don't know why you want to argue with me on this one. Why don't you just say, you know, I'm going to see
you
the Eagles.
You think Larry
I'm in a good
Bird.
Mood. My dad's right about this.
You think Larry Bird has the physical gifts that Giannis has?
No, but he's a better basketball player than
give
Giannis.
Give me a break. No, he's not.
He's a better player. He's a better basketball player than Giannis.
No, he's not.
That's all there is
to it. What does
he
do better outside of shoot? That's it.
Rebound.
False.
Pass.
False.
Oh, you wait. You don't think Bird passes better than Giannis?
No, he doesn't.
You God, sound
Giannis could go 30.
You sound like you've never been at a basketball game.
Giannis could go 30, 15, 15 every game if he wanted to.
Yeah, okay, sure.
No. Yeah. Bird's the best. You're wrong.
He
just admit it.
I'm not wrong.
Bob, you know he wouldn't survive in the 80s. He wouldn't
survive. Max, I don't even know if you're on the air.
I'm on the air.
Are you on the air when
yep.
you're talking?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
He wouldn't survive in the 80s. He wouldn't. Chief would block every shot he tried to take. Chief would send, or McHale would send it back in his face.
I don't know about that.
He'd go back to Greece.
I'm with you to a degree. I don't know about that.
Bob, I had season tickets for...
I watched Bird.
Yeah, you had season tickets to the Celtics. That doesn't mean you know what's happening now, Max.
I also spent.
When's the last NBA game you watched, Max?
It's unwatchable. I wouldn't watch the NBA.
Well, there you go. So see, I can't go there, Max, because your point is that everything today is terrible.
No, they traveled.
And everything then was great.
They took away traveling. They took you get the hot.
They never called traveling in the NBA.
Okay. Chief,
you guys just want to do the show today? I'll head out.
Chief used to wiggle his toes in his sneakers, and they call him for traveling. I was there.
All right. There you go. Fine. I'm done arguing
about
this.
That's the guy who's on your side, the guy who does not partake in the current product.
All right, here we go. 869-1240 is the phone number. It's the KFH hotline. It's brought to you by Twin Peaks East at 21st and Rock, West at Ridge and Taft, Twin Peaks East. Eats, drinks, and scenic views. What's on tap? Brought to you by Supplement World, where you can find Testival Testosterone Booster. And here's what we have today at 225 Ashton and Bryce Barkdell from Andover Central. They are the number one and two pole vaulters in the state of Kansas, and they will join us at 225. I'm almost positive we've never had brothers rank one and two in any track and field event in the state. But we've got it this year right over at Andover Central.
Thoughts? Impressive. Who are the folks we had on from Andale? I wasn't here, but they were brother and sister. Or?
They were javelin throwers,
javelin.
Cousins.
Not pole vault. Okay.
Right.
Pole vault.
Leave it. I got it covered.
I'm not saying you don't.
At 2:45, our friend Mike Furches is on. We'll talk pop culture, and then he'll stay around for Top 10 Wednesday. What's your list?
I'm going to do my the 10 funniest movies, according to me.
10 funniest movies.
Yeah. I'm sure Max will hate this list, too.
Max loves you. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. It might be basketball players who played in the 80s.
Really? That's so easy.
Why?
Because that's easy.
I don't know if it's easy.
Well, you just named four right off the top of your head, and then add in Isaiah Thomas or whoever you want to throw in there, and it's gonna come together pretty simply.
Well, do you not want me to do
Olajuwon, that? Olajuwon, Barkley, all these guys played in the 80s. Dr. J played in the 80s.
Well, do you not want me to do that?
It's up to you. I just think it's a little bit of a, you know, not working very hard.
All right, I'll do my top 10 players of all time in the NBA. How about that?
If that's what you want to do.
Yeah. Do you like that?
It's all right.
What's wrong with it?
Yeah, it's just too simple.
It's not that simple. Everybody has a different top 10.
Yeah, but yours isn't going to be unpredictable at all, is it?
Mine might be a little unpredictable. There's a couple guys on my list that you might be surprised about.
Well, I guess I'll be the judge of that.
Mike is going to do favorite things to do in the summer.
He's that kind of guy. He likes his seasons. He loves to embrace whatever is going on in that particular season.
Well, we are getting towards summer. It feels like summer in many ways, although we've had a good stretch of temperatures here.
It's about to be cold.
Which irritates me because Saturday is one of our biggest days at League 42, our showcase Saturday. We have 15 games. Can you imagine?
It's crazy.
16 games. 16 games.
It's a lot of games.
Starting early in the morning, going late into the night. And now the high Saturday is expected to be 58 degrees.
Where are you getting that information?
Not from KWCA.
Well, not very reliable.
I'm getting it from weather.com.
KWCH tells us it'll be about 63 on Saturday.
Well, whatever it's going to be chilly.
Yeah, but 63 is a little bit different from 58.
Well, I don't know what KWCH is telling me. Are you saying you're going to be closer than weather.com?
100%, yes. Weather.com, they're trying to gauge everything in the United States and in the world. KWCH is in a concentrated area in Kansas. We can focus our efforts on that.
Well, where do I find the KWCH forecast?
Well, you got to download our app.
Well, I have got the app.
Well, then you should find it.
I don't like that. I'm not finding anything. Weather forecast. Let's see what they say here. Daily Friday, 30% chance of rain, which we don't want. 63 for the high. We'll see who comes closer.
Is that Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
Yeah, 63.
Saturday is what I meant to say.
Okay.
But I don't. That's still too cold. I'm going to have to wear my hoodie.
It's going to be a little chilly. I hope it's not like that down in Austin.
What do you care?
I don't.
You're driving back Saturday.
Yeah, I will be.
You're driving back into cold weather.
Yeah, I'll be working at the Wind Surge game on Sunday.
By the way, they're playing Springfield, came back to win last night, 11-9 down at Riverfront Stadium. But my guy, Moises Gomez, hit his minor league leading 15th or 16th home run.
I think it might have been his 17th.
For the Springfield Cardinals. And I got to get down there this weekend to see them.
I was there for a couple innings. He struck out in the at-bat I saw him. I wanted to see him, you know, hit a little bit more. Not surprising he hit another homer. What's going on there?
What do you mean, what's going on there?
He was awful last year. He still doesn't really walk that much. I guess that's okay.
He's got a new lease on life. A lot of times that's what players need.
But you don't go from hitting 180 to leading the minors in homers.
Well, I don't know. The Cardinals need this. They need a guy that exceeds their expectations.
What's the plan?
I don't know if Tyler O'Neill doesn't get it going. I don't know if Moises Gomez has any defensive ability at all. I don't know enough about him. He's brand new to the organization.
Correct.
I know Jordan Walker is the Cardinals' top prospect. He did not have a hit last night against the Wind Surge, but he's batting. He's having a good year.
He's having a good year.
And then Nolan Gorman is the leader in home runs in AAA. So we've got a couple guys that can hit the ball out of the yard.
Yeah, I guess.
You're just upset that your team's...
I think the Texas League is not a lot of good pitchers in the Texas League, it doesn't seem like, this year. I'm looking at Eastern League stats where Cleveland has a team. Nobody hits.
Well, that's because Cleveland's in it. Cleveland has no hitters in their entire organization.
What a dumb thing to say.
Well, they don't. They just don't.
It's
patently
false.
They just slap the ball around. A bunch of punch and Judy hitters is what we call them in our day.
Yeah, call them that.
You know, you punch at it, you Judy at it.
You don't even know what that means.
A punch and Judy hitter.
Yeah, you don't know what it means?
You punch and then you run like Judy.
Yeah, so we're sexist now. That's cool.
Is that sexist?
Of course it is.
You run like Judy? How do you know Judy doesn't run great?
Because you obviously use it as an insult.
If you're a punch and Judy hitter, then you punch the ball, but you got to run like, you know, you got to have speed. I've always presumed.
I'm going to look up the origin of that
phrase. Always presumed Judy had speed. Don't you think?
No, I doubt it. All they wanted to do was insult Judy in that reference.
I think Max just told us in our ear that they were puppets back in the day. A punch and Judy.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Banjo hitter, little power. Punch and Judy hitter is a similarly derogatory term with today's players at every position swinging from their heels. It's harder,
yeah,
harder for light hitters to get going.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what the Guardians have.
No, it's not.
That's what you're left with.
I completely disagree.
Did
but
you
that's
see
okay.
Brady Singer pitched lights out in the nightcap?
Yeah, and they sent him back again.
Well, that's because they can fluctuate and maneuver and handle these rosters. He's not going to pitch for a while, so they get another guy up on the active roster. You can send a guy down now only 5 times in the season.
Yeah, and he's got to be down there for 10 days still anyway, but like if I'm the Royals and I catch lightning in a bottle like that, even if it's a guy that has struggled, I want to see what he does in 5 days.
He'll be back.
What do you got to do to get another chance?
He'll make another start very soon.
Well, he better.
So we'll see. They split their twin bill with the White Sox last night. The Cardinals split their twin bill with the New York Mets. And they get to face Max Scherzer today.
That's going to be a tough assignment for the Cards.
With Jordan Hicks going for St. Louis.
He'll pitch 2 1/3.
He's slowly and surely getting there.
I believe it, I guess. I'll take your word for it.
Got incredible stuff. Just needs to learn to be a starting pitcher.
Well, not everyone has that capability.
Well, he will.
Maybe.
No, there's no doubt. He'll be a good
starting
pitcher.
Wade Davis couldn't do it.
He'll be a good starting
pitcher. Mariano Rivera couldn't do it.
But Jordan Hicks will do it.
Really?
Jordan Hicks started out in the bullpen. He'll be a very good starting pitcher when he gets acclimated to being a starter.
Well, we'll see.
There it is again.
Yeah, there's my favorite.
Why do you say that all the time?
Because I already argued my point. I don't know that he has the capability. I gave you specific examples of guys who've tried it and hasn't worked out.
You just not have anything else you can.
And you continue to dig your heels in. So at the end of the day, all I can say is we'll see.
I'm sorry to hear that. We are playing Judas Priest music on the show.
Did you
this
choose
week.
That?
I did. They're
Why?
Going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. And
what a watered-down organization that's become.
I never. Well, Lionel Richie's going in, who I love. I've grown to love Lionel Richie
just because of the American Idol stuff.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
It hasn't produced an uptick in your consumption of his
music. No, I've listened to Lionel Richie,
but not.
You know, he has a residency in Las Vegas, as do Katy Perry and Luke Bryan.
They all
Isn't
do.
Isn't that interesting?
They must do the show from there.
Well, I don't think they do the show from there. They do it from Los Angeles.
All right.
Which is...
They're going to Hollywood, that's right.
You know, they can get a little private plane, you understand?
Well, yeah, or a private limo or a private Hummer, whatever they want.
Whatever they want to do, they can handle that. But Carrie Underwood also has a residency in Las Vegas, and she was on the most recent show. They're down to the final three. They eliminated one, Nicolina, that I thought was the best singer. They've got two country artists in the final three, which shouldn't be. Let's be honest.
Well, with the American public voting on shows like that.
And young girls voting for the guy. And listen, it's not the best singer. It's the popularity contest.
Right.
And I hope neither of the country people won it.
Why do I feel like having a residency in Las Vegas is kind of low class?
Not at all.
It's become a little bit more acceptable, but it used to be, oh, we'll just send Wayne Newton out there with his reconstructed face.
Well, he's one of the few, one of the people who had one first. But Celine Dion,
I know.
I mean, the superstars, Adele, but they all the superstars.
But when I think of Las Vegas residencies, I think of circus acts, essentially.
Well. You're not doing well today.
That's just what I think of.
You need to
I
be
understand
here.
That it's evolved.
When you fall out of the rhythm of this show and you come back, I was bracing myself today.
For what?
Because you haven't been on in a while. I knew it was going to be...
I was on Friday.
I knew it was going to be bumpy. We'll take a break. When we return, we will talk high school track and field. Ashton and Bryce Barkdahl from Andover Central. They are ranked 1 and 2 in the state of Kansas in the pole vault, which is obviously unique. They'll join us next. This is Bob and Jeff on KFH.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, KFH.
Welcome back to Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. This is You've Got Another Thing Coming from Judas Priest. We are joined on the hotline by Ashton and Bryce Barkville from Andover Central High School. They are ranked number 1 and 2 in the state in the pole vault in Class 5A, and Ashton also first in the state overall. Welcome, guys. Ashton, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
We're doing well, thank you. Bryce, welcome. We appreciate it.
I'm glad to be here.
So, Ashton, you have a PR of 16 feet. That's first in 5A and first in all classes. Bryce, you have a PR of 14 feet, 8 inches, which is second in 5A, sixth in the state. Tell us, and we'll start with Ashton, how'd you get into the pole vault? What led you into becoming a pole vaulter?
Oh, well, last year I was just doing sprints, and our practices would get over kind of early, and the pole vaulters would always still be vaulting, and I was just watching, and I was like, you know, I think I can do that. So I went over there and tried it, and here I am now.
So you're one of those guys, huh? You can just you can look at something and go try it and be the best in the state at it. So congratulations. What about you, Bryce? How did you get into pole vaulting?
Well, last January, I just saw people doing it at like indoor track club that we went to, and I thought it would be fun, so I tried it out. I just kept at it for a while, and now I've actually gotten a lot better at it. So been fun.
Yeah, Bryce, I wanted to ask you about that. You were a freshman last year, so I imagine part of it is just, you know, growing up, physical maturity and stuff like that, but you've improved your personal best about 3 feet in the pole vault this year. What happened over the course of the last year to allow you to improve that much?
It's just me getting a lot faster since last year. I was kind of slow, but I've improved with my speed. That's been my main thing.
Talking with Ashton and Bryce Barkdale of Andover Central, brothers who are near the top of the state. Ashton is at the top of the state in the pole vault this year. Ashton, I know you're a sprinter. Bryce, are you also a sprinter on the track team?
No, I don't really run sprints.
Okay.
I'm not fast enough to be varsity in sprints.
Okay. Well, let me ask this of both of you, and we can again start with Ashton. The pole vault is such a unique event, and that's why it's just amazing that you guys just watched some guys doing it and decided that you thought you might be able to do it as well, because it's such a technical event. What is it about conditions? When you pole vault, what are the conditions that are the most favorable for you, Ashton?
Personally, I would say about a 15-mile-an-hour either straight north wind or straight south wind, because that way you're going to have a tailwind, and with that you can usually run faster and get on bigger poles, which means you'll be able to jump higher.
Bryce, what do you think about that question?
I also like a good tailwind and moderately hot outside, so we can stay warmed up and not have to keep doing sprint form to keep our muscles warm. I was just once.
And I'll ask you again, are all pits the same, or is there subtle differences in the pits that you like and dislike? Ashton?
I would say that I like a pit that it's not super old, so you don't have a lot of foam and dust that comes up all over you when you land, but also not a necessarily a brand new pit that you land on it and it almost knocks the wind out of you because it's hard as rocks. And also they build them bigger and smaller, so I'd say the bigger match as possible would be the best, just for safety wise, because there's a couple times you don't always land on the mat.
Ashton, I'm curious about when you saw people doing it and thought you could. I just feel like there's so many reasons why people would feel like they couldn't do it, whether it's maybe a fear of heights or I don't know how I'm going to put that pole on the ground. I don't know how to spring off of it. What made you think you could do it? Like, what were the aspects of the actual process of pole vaulting that you felt you had the talent for? And also, how important is speed? You both have talked about that. Why is that such an important component of pole vaulting?
Well, say first off, they weren't very good last year because it was our first year ever having pole vault. So, like Bryce said, I mean, he's improved a huge amount, and all of the vaulters have since last year. But I was watching him in their first couple practices, and I was like, all right, well, I could at least do that. And because, I mean, they weren't getting very high off the ground. They weren't even close to where they're at now. But so it was kind of like, you know, I guess I wouldn't feel like I'm out of the mix. I would kind of fit in with everybody. I wouldn't be way behind or anything. So that was more of kind of like the eye-opener. Like, I wasn't going to be self-conscious about it or anything. I was going to I could jump right in and fit in with everybody else.
We're talking pole vaulting with two of the best in the state of Kansas this year, Ashton and Bryce Barkdell from Andover Central. So where is your regional meet next this week, guys?
It's Northwest. Bryce, well, do you remember exactly?
That's okay if you don't know.
Wichita Northwest.
There you go, Wichita Northwest. Yeah. Okay, so I doubt that either of you were in the state track and field meet last year in the pole vault. Is that accurate?
No, I actually won state last
year. Ashton won.
Okay, my bad. How do you pick up an event and win state? That's still incredible to me, Ashton. So what's it like this time of the year when you're getting ready for regionals and you know the state meets out there? How exciting is that, especially for you, Ashton, given this is your last go?
I would say I am more nervous for regionals than I am ever for state, just because you have to qualify, and then for the state meet, it's like you're already here, you can relax, it's the big meet you've been preparing yourself for all season. So I would say regionals kind of stresses me out because you never know what could happen. You could just terrible weather, something could go wrong, and all of a sudden you don't get to go to state in the event that you've prepared so hard for and so much for. So that's kind of the way I look at it.
Ashton, I know there's not too much of a departure between sprinting and pole vaulting, but has this experience, do you want to go try another event? Is there another event? Are you interested in multi-events maybe in college? Is that something that's grabbed you at all?
No, actually, I've made up my mind that I'm strictly trying to do pole vault because I want to really focus on one thing and get better at it, and that's something I was really happy with KU is that they were recruiting me for. Strictly pole vaulting instead of trying to be a multi, and that was nice. And we were all on the same page, so that really helped.
Ashton and Bryce Barkdell with us. Bryce, you're a couple years younger than Ashton, but you've, like he said, really taken off in the pole vault this year. How motivated are you by Ashton, and vice versa? You know, when brothers are competing. I'm sure you're pulling for one another in most ways, but you're also competing against each other some to a degree, correct? Bryce?
We are competing against each other, but just the fact that he's so much older and faster than me, it's pretty much saving him first place once everyone else has gotten out of the running. But right now, I'm just trying to beat his old records, trying to catch up with his past self instead of his current self just because he's got so much more development than I do. It's kind of hard to keep up with them now.
But in a couple years, come on, you're coming for his record, right?
Oh, of course.
Well, I think it's phenomenal. What you guys have accomplished in the pole vault is, like I said earlier in the show, I'm not sure it's ever happened where two brothers ranked one and two in a class in the pole vault, especially the way you kind of picked it up late. Were your parents always on board with you becoming pole vaulters, Ashton?
Yeah, actually, my dad, he was a pole vaulter at Wichita State. And he still holds their school record at. So he was
I'd seen this name.
Yeah, so he was very happy for us to wanna kinda, I guess, follow in his footsteps per se and kinda just try to start vaulting, and that's why he's our coach. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, congratulations on what has been a really special season. So far, we hope it continues, and we hope you rank 1-2 in the state at the state meet next week. I won't say which order. You guys can fight it out about that, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
We appreciate it. Ashton and Bryce Barkdell from Andover Central High School, a total of 30 feet 8 inches in the pole vault between them this year.
Not bad.
Why didn't you ever try the pole vault?
No interest.
Why didn't you ever look over at a track meet and say, you know, I think I could do that?
Because I was playing baseball, that's why.
Yeah, but, you know, you could have tried both.
Not really.
You tried you tried track in middle school.
Yeah, you bought me basketball.
Ah, we don't talk about that. First of all, I don't believe that.
You did, and that was the end of that.
I don't believe that for a second.
But you did, so... So it's whatever. It's water under the bridge, man.
What were you, a 4-year-old? Couldn't you come and say, I need I don't have a recollection of that. I'm a great guy. I'm not the parent.
You bought
that's
me
gonna,
black Nikes.
I'm not the parent that's going to say, I'm going to buy basketball shoes for a track kit.
Do you see a lot of black track shoes?
Did you say, Dad, I need some track shoes?
I didn't know what track shoes were.
I'm not even sure you told me you were going out.
Well, I shouldn't have. I was the only guy carrying 7 extra pounds on my feet.
How'd you do?
Terribly.
Were you ever in a meet?
I don't know. Maybe one.
Did you quit?
I should have.
You stayed with it, though.
I have no idea if I was with the track team the entire season. I assume they cut me at some point.
Well, that's terrible. You could run fast.
Not in those shoes.
Oh, please.
There were people that were much faster than me.
I'm not going to accept that. I don't think I bought basketball shoes.
Well, you can think whatever you want.
I think you had basketball shoes.
No.
You never told me.
Very explicitly.
You never told me you were even going out for track, and you wore the basketball shoes to track. That's how that happened.
Dude, you were such a helicopter parent that I doubt I told you I was going out for track. You probably told me I was going out for track.
I was a helicopter parent.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're throwing that at me.
Is that bad? Is that an
insult? Of
course
it's bad.
But weren't you?
No.
Okay.
Did I come to track practice?
Probably.
No, I didn't. I never once came to track practice. I never once went to a baseball practice.
Never?
No.
I don't believe that.
Well, it's the truth.
Well, you conducted most of them.
What do you mean?
In summer. I understand
well,
you're talking
about. I was a coach.
I get it. That's why. That's, my
that's
point.
Why a coach conducts practice.
Understood. Yikes.
Yeah. Mike, what did you think of that effort by Jeff?
I'm sitting here just, I did laugh, Jeff, but I'm laughing that only Jeff could come up with that.
Thank you.
Welcome, Mike. How you been?
I've been doing good. I had a busy weekend so far, but I've been doing really well.
Do you watch American Idol? I know I've asked you that before. My inclination is to think that you do not, but well, the ratings have been pretty good this year, and it's been a good season.
I used to watch it religiously, and then I quit watching, and then now that they've got the current set of hosts, I try to watch it when I can. I've not caught any of this season, but I've caught every season up to this season. I actually like the judges.
Yeah, I love the judges. I love the concept. I like the backstories, and it's. I just think it's. I enjoy American Idol. I enjoy it for the singing and the drama and everything about it. I like.
Yeah, I like it. The backstories, especially. That's the thing about those kind of shows that I really enjoy. To see the stories where people come from and see people, you know, go after their dreams. What more can you ask for?
So I learned something last night as I was watching episode 6 of the final season of Better Call Saul. And that's that next week is the 7th episode, but it's the mid-season point, and then they take 2 months off before they come back with the final, apparently, 7 episodes to wrap up that series. And it's getting very tense, and I love it, and I'm going to miss it for a couple months.
Yeah. Let's hope they do a better job at winding the season down than Ozark did. But besides that, I think it'll be interesting because this is the prequel to Breaking Bad, so we know, we kind of know what happens afterward, and so it won't be as much of a letdown, which is kind of a different style if you think about it, is that you know, we're into a program that is really a prequel to a really well-known and well-loved series in Breaking Bad.
And there's no choice but to go ahead and watch Breaking Bad again after Better Call Saul finishes.
Yeah. The episode of Breaking Bad that was their final season, mid-season break, one of the greatest episodes in the history of television, when Hank found out. Unbelievable.
Yeah. I'm with Bob on this one as well, too. You know, what else is there to do but go back and to watch it again? And I love the mythology behind the Breaking Bad universe, and I've told you before, and a lot of people don't believe it, but all they got to do is look it up and just Google it. The connection even between The Walking Dead and Breaking Bad is really kind of unique how they've done all of that.
Yeah, that's quite interesting for sure. Mike Furches, our guest. I don't know what else there is to watch. I saw last night when I got my TV guide that there is a new season of a Bosch spinoff on Prime Video that I didn't even know about. It's almost impossible to keep track of everything that's out there. Probably 2 or 3 times a week, I either see information or I'm told about a series on one of the streaming services that I think, oh man, I got to watch that. But there's not enough time in the day to do it.
No. It's not like the old days. I remember getting the TV guide, and you had, if you're lucky, you had UHF and the 3 networks, and that was about it, and just scrolling through to see what was on at any given time in the week. But now it's impossible. It's between Hulu, Netflix, Paramount Plus, you know, Amazon Prime. It's impossible. And even Showtime, you know, it's very difficult to cancel it. Any of the networks or any of the streaming services, because there's always something good coming on them. You just don't have time to see it all, though.
Will you watch, Mike, the television version, I believe it's on Amazon Prime coming up pretty soon, of A League of Their Own? Is that something that interests you? Or will you let the movie stand on its own? It was great.
Yeah, I thought the movie was fantastic, but I'll give the series a try, just simply because I love that history. You remember back when you guys did the League 42 benefit with Jackie Robinson, and hearing the speaker there talking about women that actually played in the major leagues prior to a League of Their Own type of activities. That makes me want to watch it even more. So, yeah, I'll watch it, Jeff, and hopefully
we'll compare notes. That'll be our show, Mike, that we can talk about.
We can do that. So
perfect.
Talking with Mike Furches now. Coming up in 2 days, there is a George Carlin special documentary. I believe it's on HBO Max.
Yes.
You talk about must-see. I hope my son, and I think he will, he's one who doesn't get into anybody who came along before.
Oh, I love George Carlin.
You do?
Are you kidding me? Yes.
Well, I've never heard you say that.
I watch his clips on YouTube all the time.
I've never heard you say that. I can't tell you how excited I am to watch that.
Yeah. I'm excited for the bonding moment that just happened.
We'll have to watch that together, I guess.
Yeah. I had no idea you liked George Carlin.
Of course. He's every comedian in the world, George Carlin is their favorite comedian. So, of course, I've drifted into that territory.
A lot of folks. There's no doubt that he inspired a ton of comedians.
I'll ask you both this, a trivia question about George Carlin. What show was it that he got his big break?
I don't know.
Now I'm thinking about this, and I think I'm right. I'm not sure I'm right, though. I believe it was the Jonathan Winters Hour.
I'm not sure. I would have guessed something differently, but
Tonight Show or something like that. Yeah, I don't even remember. I don't know that Jonathan Winters had an hour, let alone that he was out there introducing people who became major stars in the comedy world. But hey, if you say it, I'll go with it.
Well, I may or may not be wrong about that.
I was thinking Laughing, but I was thinking Laughing, but it could have been Jonathan Winters. Jonathan Winters did. Robin Williams and other folks that had their shows or had some debuts with them. So
I know he wasn't quite as cynical early on, but that doesn't seem like the proper vehicle for George Carlin to be on the Jonathan.
Well, I don't care what you think it feels like. Now you're witnessing us going back to our normal relationship. I don't know where I got Jonathan Winters. That's too bad. He was like a resident comedian on a show, wasn't he?
I don't think so. I mean, I think I would have heard about that.
Jonathan Winters?
No, George Carlin.
Yeah, I don't remember if he was or not. I just remember his, the famous routines that he did, and I think he was genius and in some ways very prophetic in some of the things that he told jokes about.
Here it is. He appeared regularly on the Tony Orlando and Don variety series.
Wow.
In 1976 and 77. That must be what I was thinking of.
Has to be, right?
Yeah, that's a bigger stretch than Jonathan Winters.
It really is.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But I knew he was like a resident comedian on a show. I just didn't get the right show.
Resident comedian?
Yeah, he made appearances. He was on the Tony Orlando and Don show.
All right.
You know, he went through several variations of George Carlin.
Is that Knock Three Toes? What was their
Tie
song?
A Yellow Ribbon?
Yellow Ribbon.
Okay.
That was their signature song.
All right.
But it was a popular show.
I believe it. It must have been.
Well, absolutely
variety,
it was.
Back in the days of the variety show, it was a huge show. Almost everybody watched it. I think it was on a Sunday night, if I'm not mistaken. It may have been another night, but I remember my grandparents watching it, and it's a huge show back then.
All right, we need to take a break and come back with our top 10 Wednesday list. Mike is doing his all-time favorite summer things to do. I'm going with my top 10 all-time NBA players. Jeff has 10 funniest movies. You've got top 10 Wednesday ahead. Late in the show, at about 3:40, Jeff and I will make our PGA picks. Jason Duda unavailable to do so today. Not available, according to Jason Duda, in a very terse text. Back in a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.